I would love to cling to this fantasy. I would love to cling to this fantasy. I would love to cling to this fantasy.
In some ways, what I had planned to do has its own dimensions that are political, but I don't think I can follow that. In some ways, what I had planned to do has its own dimensions that are political, but I don't think I can follow that.
I don't know if this was obvious to everybody, but I just felt like we were watching a butchery.
It's crazy because, you know, we get all these young people on these front lines to protest to get out here and protest, you know, for their right to live, their human right to protest. And we get arrested and we get maced and we get tear gassed and we get rubber bulleted. And yet, I've been arrested 3 times. I have spent more time in jail than Darren Wilson, and it's ridiculous. We are sick of it. We are sick of it.
It's sort of like a performativity or a reenactment of that brutality, and we were all sort of, in a way, sort of because of the way the conference is structured, held hostage here listening to this performance of brutality for 30 minutes.
We are sick of it.
What it feels like to have to sit through it.
We are sick of it.
Something that probably, I mean, unless you were deeply vested in the politics of what happened in Ferguson, you wouldn't sit down and read.
We are sick of it.
However many pages to autopsy report that was, and that's a text that many of us wouldn't have encountered otherwise.
We are sick of it.
So I'm interested in that, and also in regards to the aesthetic question of how it was presented, I definitely felt that including the portrait of Michael Brown changed the tone significantly for me. It would have felt far more disrespectful, I think, if we hadn't had that picture. Disrespectful.
We are sick of it.
Which has also, at least in my opinion, come to represent a certain point of view about how things in Ferguson played out. It's kind of become iconic in that way.
It is already an incredibly political text. This is the text that was going to decide whether he was a victim, supposedly, or a perpetrator. We want objectivity here. We don't want bias, no matter how political we feel about the situation.
Word.
Because the information I can't code or process in the same way as I would if it was the body of somebody that I knew and loved.
We are tired. We are tired, and we want St. Louis to know in front of this arch that we aren't going anywhere until you stop killing us. You will stop killing us, and we mean that.
I was interested above everything, I think, in his childish hands, like his extremely childish hands. And, you know, I sort of think like the hands of a baby almost, but he wasn't a baby, obviously.
We aren't going anywhere until you stop killing us. You will stop killing us, and we mean that.
And to be able to say, you know, this has as much of a place in a poetry reading as, you know, The Wind in the Willows and My Precious Subjectivity or My Precious Pair of Taxes or, you know, whatever.
It is us against the motherfucking machine!
It doesn't have that much connection to the physical body for me. It will always have a connection to the state.
Against the motherfucking machine!
Word.
Burn this motherfucker down! Burn this motherfucker down!
My own association, a kind of spiritual association, in the way he was rocking as he was delivering the text.
It is our duty to fight for freedom!
It is our duty to fight for freedom!
It is our duty to win!
It is our duty to win!
We must love and support one another!
We must love and support one another!
We have nothing to lose but our chains!
We have nothing to lose but our chains!
I almost wanted to have this other very succinct kind of musical something to be a catharsis after this, because I felt so wound up by the text. You know, it just kept winding and winding and winding and winding and winding and winding. Rwanda.
It is our duty to fight for freedom!
It is our duty to fight for freedom!
It is our duty to win!
It is our duty to win!
We must love and support one another!
We must love and support one another!
How is this politics being augmented through this reading?
We got us. We got us.
I feel really uncomfortable making my client performance at this point. I mean, it's a difficult thing to go into the situation thinking about where one's intervention might fit, and then move into a space that is so emotional and stunned, as these sorts of performances tend to stun me as if I was hit in the head by them.
And I just gotta tell you today that, man, no matter how much we do it, no matter how much we get shit together, shit comes along that kicks you on your ass and you don't feel like a champion. So tonight, I got kicked on my ass when I listened to that prosecutor.
Shit!
And I'm telling you, you motherfuckers got me today. I knew it was coming. I knew when the fucking Eric Holder decided to resign, I knew it wasn't going to be good. But I gotta tell them, you motherfuckers got me today. You kicked me on my ass today because I have a 20-year-old son and I have a 12-year-old son, and I'm so afraid for them. You motherfuckers on the other side of CNN, and on the other side of Fox, and you motherfuckers who we vote for and who control our lives, you motherfuckers got me today. You got me. When I stood in a bus and I cried and I hugged my friend and he came and he hit me and he hugged me right there, and I said, these motherfuckers got me today. When I stood in front of my wife and I hugged her and I cried like a baby, I said, these motherfuckers got me today. But with that said,
and I have to say, the jury's out for me.
The politics of the situation aren't going to change. I mean, I understand the work of law in our country and that we do have to know what happened, but as I listen to this sort of formulaic banality of this autopsy, of this postmortem, what struck me was that it's invasive, it's futile, because the reality is that he's a catalyst and that it's not going to change a bigger reality.
In Los Angeles, we are winning because our stories are leading the charge. St. Louis, Ferguson, y'all are winning. Every protest, every march, every tweet, every live stream you send out, we slowly chip away at the tired, old, racist system.
We must love and support one another.
You motherfuckers will not own tomorrow. We will not live in your fear. We will not accept your changes. You motherfuckers will not own tomorrow.
And we mean